Ellis had last seen Forest View Trailer Park the day she scattered her mother's ashes in the river behind the trailer. Sam had stood watching, silent as always, his rigid expression betraying nothing of how he felt about his daughter's death. Afterward, they got in his truck, packed with Ellis's few belongings, and left for Youngstown. The end of her drive was the same route the school bus had taken. She knew it well, but a lot had changed. A new gas station, a strip mall where a woodlot had been. Her favorite ice cream shop had become a nail salon. She stopped the car where the entrance to the trailer park should have been. There was a new sidewalk and bus stop with a glass-sheltered bench where the potholed road used to be. Three tall apartment buildings rose up beyond the bus stop. Ellis drove on until she found an entrance. River Oaks Apartments. Studio, one and two bedrooms available. Beautiful river views, pets welcome. Come take a tour of your new home. She wanted to believe she was in the wrong place. It couldn't look this different. She turned the car into the apartment complex, following the curved road to an asphalt parking lot next to building one. Where had her trailer been? Where was the forest? She saw distant bare oaks beyond a large expanse of mowed lawn. The thin strip of trees grew in a sinuous line. That had to be the river. She drove to the end of the asphalt, parked, and got out. The lawn was planted with a few young trees bound with ropes and stakes. Forest View was really gone. Even the forest. And Edith and Ed, who'd often fed Ellis when she was hungry, Libby and her two little boys, Larry, the Vietnam vet who had a ramp to his trailer for his wheelchair. He used to dump a whole bowl of Halloween candy into Ellis's bag every year. Where had they all gone? She stepped into the short, snow-dusted grass. She had to see the one thing they couldn't erase. The river. She walked across the long expanse of mown grass. She didn't understand why they hadn't left more of the forest. A big lawn was expensive to maintain. She supposed the developers had worried the forest would look too wild, too scary, a place with snakes, a place where criminals might hide. Ellis almost cried when she saw how few trees the developers had left around the water. They had been removed on the opposite side of the river, too. More lawns, parking lots, and apartment buildings. Over there, the buildings were a different color, probably built by another company.